Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. You deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, you do.
Yes, God, you deserve my worship, and you most certainly deserve my praise. Wow, that was a beautiful song. I thought it was going to keep going for a moment because I was really, truly listening to the words of that song and just knowing how deserving he is, of our worship. And again, it doesn't have to be because something bad happened or something great happened or something awesome happened, or you got that job, or you got that house, or anything, but just because of who he is makes him deserving of our worship, our true worship, our heartfelt worship, and our praise. Amen. Good evening, family. You know I am happier than a kid with cotton candy to be here with you all. My God, it always never fails. Every single time it's my turn to come to Women Speak Now. The whole month before, you know, I've been going through something or done went through something. But by the time I get to this broadcast, I done already been brought out. That's, man, that's, I praise God. I worship him. I praise him because every single second Thursday, by that time, God has already brought me out. He's already healed me, delivered me, set me free, whatever it was. God, always, by the time I get here, I am so ready to release praise, and I'm so ready to be with my family. Yet once again, from near and far, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, I bless you, praise you, and applaud you in Jesus' name for being here with us on today. God has blessed me one more time to come out of sickness and surgery. I am healed. I am set free. And I thank God. This was the one that tried my everything. Oh, my goodness. It tried my physical, my mental, and my emotional. I had to trust God to heal it all. So while I've been in recovery, I've been off of work for 4 weeks. I have been in total recovery. I called it total recovery because I knew by the time I walked into that hospital, I just was so exhausted. I was so tired of the pain. I was so tired of the late nights and the ups, the pills, the tests. I was tired. So I just knew when I got home that it was going to have to be a total recovery. I was going to have to replenish my entire spirit. So I send you all love. I send you big hugs to each and every one of you that prayed with me, called me, texted on me, inboxed me, or whatever it was. Or even if you didn't know that I was going through, I just send you love and hugs just because of who you are, my brother and sister in Christ. We may be apart, but we're never alone from one another. Even when I felt like it, I knew I had the host of heaven cheering for me to make it. All right? So before I get started, I have one announcement that I want to start with and I want to end with. One of our pastors here in Milwaukee, Pastor Terrence Moore, is calling for the saints to join in on a 30-day prayer, 30 days of prayer, starting September 1st through September 30th. The prayer time is from 9 p.m., hear me, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. You can pick any time during those times for this prayer. We're going to end the day and start a new day. So that's September 1st through September 30th, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. So I just want to read a little bit what he wrote when he sent this to me. He said, "The Lord has spoken that there will be more difficult times in 2020. He has been speaking to his prophets and others who had an ear to hear as to what is on the horizon. The church and her leaders need to be prepared and fortified in him. When we need to brace ourselves for what is to come, it's not only about economy, politics, medical, and the church, or our spiritual lives. It's all of those things and more. Our prayer focus is for the will of God to be manifested and that his people obey and not lose faith." That is powerful right there. So I'm asking my Now Network family, part of this 30-day prayer, we can pray. I know that's one thing we can do. We can pray. So 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, September 1st through September 30th. So please join us as individuals or as a church together so we can see God manifest himself in the earth, okay? So, all right, tonight is a hot topic. My fingers hurt. I was typing so fast on this one. I was just going, man. The Spirit just was giving me all kinds of stuff. So it's a hot topic, and I have a lot of scriptures, and I'm going to try and teach this and not go in on this, all right? Because y'all know me, I'm passionate when God gives me a word. So it's a hot topic, so I hope you're ready for it. So first, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you. We worship you. You are deserving of our worship. You're so deserving of our praise. God, we lift you up on tonight. God, we lift you higher than our situations, high above our circumstances, high above our issues, higher above our struggles or anything that might be going on right now. God, we lift you higher than that. And God, we ask, Father, that you help us, God, to receive a word on today. Lord, reveal yourself to your people. Reveal to us as a body, as a church, but also reveal to us individually, oh God, those things that you have for us, those things that you need to show us, oh God, to become better worshipers in you and better praisers in you. They that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So God, we need your spirit. But most of all, Lord, we need the truth, which is Jesus Christ. So God, I'm praying for each and every person that's listening now and will be listening in the broadcast to come, that you guard their hearts and their minds, oh God. Open up their ears, God, to receive this seed, Lord. Let it plant in on good soil that it may grow thereby as you water and increase. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, amen, family. I am here. Lord Jesus, I'm just so glad to be here. So I want to start with our foundational scripture. And that's going to be Romans 12 and 2. And sorry, I'm going to take a lot of water breaks because I turned the fan off so it wouldn't be running loud. So Romans 12 and 2 is our foundational scripture. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God and which is good and acceptable," New Translation Version. So, "and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Okay, so this is our foundational scripture. Today, I'm going to be talking about the counterfeit. The counterfeit. That is our the counterfeit. Okay? So, y'all pretty much know what a counterfeit is. But I'm going to give you the definitions because I need you to hear. I need you to hear the similarities in what we're going to be talking about. Okay? So, a counterfeit is made in exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. A counterfeit is made in the exact imitation of something valuable. Remember, it's imitating something that's already valuable. Glory be to God. Already valuable. It doesn't have any value, but it's trying to imitate something that already has value or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. The Latin root of this word, the first part is contra, which means opposition. Opposition. C-O-N-T-R-A, contra, in opposition. When something is in opposition, that means there is a fight going on. Am I right? So when we talk about opposing sides or opposition, that means that there is some type of fight going on. All right? And the other part is made up of facere, F-A-C-E-R-E, which is to make. So you have contra, which is opposition, this is the Latin root. Contra, which is opposition, and facere, which is to make. So, therefore, a counterfeit is making themselves or itself to be at war or in opposition with the real. Hear what I'm saying? Its purpose and intent is to come against what is real or what is valuable. I'm already about to take off. Okay, let me slow down. Even counterfeit money is at war with real money, and it is so good and closely resembling that they have to use special markings for you to tell the difference. Hear what I'm saying? Okay, it is so close to real that y'all know, y'all been to the store when they take out that little black marker pen and they put a line across it to see if it's going to change colors, because that's not the true paper for what the real money, or they got to put it up to the light and see if they see the imaging and the glow and all that other stuff or whatever. So they have special things to try to detect what's counterfeit. But I'm going to tell you something. Careless people will let the counterfeit slide. Careless people. I mean, you know, sometimes the store is too busy. They don't want to do all that. They just look at it and think that it's, you know, put it up to light real quick. They really didn't check. They really didn't try to check to see if it was real and put it in their drawer. And guess what? Then they get in trouble because now they didn't do what they were supposed to do to check the authenticity of it. Now you probably putting your job in jeopardy by being careful. Okay, so, okay, let me not go there right now. Counterfeiting is a crime and is against the law, and there is even a penalty for trying to pass off counterfeit anything. Do you see where I'm going with this? Okay, let me tell you. Let's look at the word conform. What does conform mean, since that's the word I'm going to use to walk in this teaching? Okay. Conformed. Hear what I said. Listen, counterfeit is made in exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or fraud. Conform. Part of the word conform is to made to resemble. Ooh, sound like almost the same words, right? Assuming the same form, like, resembling, to make like in external appearance. Counterfeit. Conform has the same definition. It is something that is made to resemble or to take on the form of something resembling something else. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Do y'all hear where I'm going? So the reason why I entitled this the counterfeit, because again, what the scripture says, do not be conformed to this world. So if you're, okay, I'm going to go there. Hold on. Let me do this before I go there. Okay. So hopefully I'm teaching slow enough because I'm excited about this. So I'm hoping now let me throw you in a freebie. No charge for this. Conformable. So I'm going to go down because I talked about conform. Conformable. Having the same or similar external form or shape, like resembling, as the model or the draft, having the same or similar manners, opinions, or moral quality. So we get even deeper when we talk about conformable, which means having the similar manners. Now, this is the same similar actions and attitude and talk and walk and move and all this other stuff, wink and blink and whatever. So it has the same similar manner. Opinion, which means they even have the same similar thinking. But here I keep using the word similar because I don't want y'all to get mixed up. There is an authentic, valuable way that we're supposed to be living our life. But if you're going to be part of the world and conform to the world, then you're living as a counterfeit. You have the manners of the real. You have the thoughts of the real. Even morals, you try to even imitate the moral qualities of the real, but you're not real. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hit you so hard. Okay. Out of the word conformable, you get what? Comfortable. I'm trying to bring it all the way down. Comfortable. Conformable. Comfortable. That's where you get the word comfortable. We have gotten comfortable. Which means comfortable, oh God, I'm about to get up and walk. Comfortable means that you don't want to work for the real. You rather settle in and get comfortable with whatever. Oh, that's good. Well, that's good enough. All right, well, I'll just do that much. Well, you starting to get comfortable, which means that you're starting to conform, which means that you're now becoming a counterfeit. I'm going to back it all the way up for you. You're getting comfortable. You're not putting in the work or the effort that it takes to be real in this thing. Therefore, since you're becoming comfortable, you're starting to conform to the world, its views, its opinions, its manners, its morals, and all its qualities. And now you don't even realize you're on your way to be straight-faced, straight counterfeit. We've gotten comfortable with the ways of the world, and anything that is of this world looks like or otherwise. Let me know. Okay. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do y'all hear me? I'm just taking a break for y'all to understand. All right. So Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal mind is enmity. Enmity is something that is against God. For the carnal mind, the conformed mind to the world, is the enemy of God. 2 Kings 17 and 15. They rejected his statutes and his covenant, which he made with their fathers, and his warnings with which he warned them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the nations which surrounded them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them not to do like them. That was way back in 2 Kings. He already commanded us not to be like them, not to be like the ones that we live around. We have to be of a spiritual mind and not of a natural mind. And I'm going to get there. Okay. So let me pause. I don't want to lose anyone in this or feel that this is a beat up message. This is a help you message. And I promise I'm going to get to the help. But I got to get you to see what's going on and what's happening. Take a look in the mirror and a self-examination, because then I'm going to give you the truth of what's happening and why. Okay? So the devil has put his demons on assignment out in the earth to get us to ungodliness. He wants you to have a form of godliness, knowing that if we keep this up, when we get before God, he's going to say, I never knew you. We don't want that, y'all, because he can only recognize his own one true, authentic spirit. He's not going to recognize a counterfeit spirit. Come on, y'all. We can't know. Please, Jesus. Not in this time. We can't do it. We don't want that. And another thing, we scream the question, where's the power? Why don't we have the power like back in the church day? Because of this right here. God would not put truth inside of counterfeit. God is not going to put power inside of counterfeit. You have to be real in this thing. It's not going to happen. Somebody said to me, the other scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, right? And we were talking. He said, well, we got breath, and that includes everybody and anybody. The scripture says, let everything that has breath. So it doesn't have any respect to person. Saved, unsaved, whatever. But he said, but they that worship God, honor, respect, adore, put him first, seek him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Whew. That is the set apart right there. Anybody can pray, but not everybody can worship. Ooh, my Jesus. Anybody can praise, but are you a true worshiper? Or are you mimicking worship? Are you mimicking praise? Are you just following behind what everybody else do? Or have you gotten this thing real deep down in your own soul for real? The enemy, here's 1 Thessalonians. Here's another scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. Ooh, this is a power one. Then I'm going to go to the help. Okay, so let me just hammer one more nail in, okay? So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. Let us not sleep like others do, but let us be alert and sober. The enemy is trying to put you to sleep, y'all. Come on, hear me. The enemy is trying to put us to sleep. You tired? Can you feel it? You're tired? Lack of focus? Hard to read your word? Prayer time is getting shorter and shorter. You more watching TV and on social media now. Sin is creeping back in through your back door. You got excuses upon excuses. Lack of discipline. Ignoring responsibility. Your mouth is getting loose. Oh, Lord. I don't want to hit nobody on the nerve on that one. Not tending to the ministry in you or feeding yourself more knowledge to birth more out of you.
I can go on and on, but I wanted to give you the heavy hitters because you're becoming counterfeit. It's just not the time to get tired. It's not the time to lose focus, y'all. Get in your word. Set that time. What happened to that time you used to have set apart for God? What happened to it? Okay, so you used to work second shift and you could do it on first shift, and now you work first shift. Okay, now do it at night. If you used to do it in the morning, do it at night. You still got to do it. You can't come up with excuses why you're not doing it. Prayer time, I was listening to Dr. Matthew Stevenson, and he said, listen, sometimes time does matter. We're talking about the drive-by prayers, and, you know, it don't take all that. He said, sometimes you do need to go in for an hour or so. Jesus even said, can you at least watch and pray with me for 1 hour? Why would it be in the word if we ain't supposed to be trying to aspire to at least pray for 1 hour? Please stop. I'm about to run out my chair. Please stop listening to these people that keep telling you all you need is 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 15 minutes. When the word specifically said, Jesus went and prayed for hours and just asked the disciple, can you watch and pray with me for 1 hour? Are you not one of his disciples? Can you at least pray for 1 hour? Come on. And I know even some people, I know, even if you start off in 15 minutes, then the next week, please set your clock for 20 minutes. Then the next time, set this clock to go off for 30 minutes. Work up to it if you have to, but please get there. We all need to get there. Because in prayer is where the answers are. In prayer is where the revelation that we need. In prayer is the power that we need. In prayer is the change that we've been looking for. You ain't going to get that in 15 minutes. I can't even preach this in 15 minutes. I'm breathing and sweating. Lord Jesus, I can go on and on. But there is another conform. Here, I'm going to get to the good part. All right, I'm sorry. I'm banding you up now, okay? But there's another conform that God wants us to have, and that's Romans 8 and 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. This type of conform means to comply, to yield to live or act in according to fashion to, or the custom, to comply with, to obey. Compliant, ready to follow direction, submissive, peaceable, ready to obey. That's the type of conform we need to have. We don't need to conform to the world. We need to conform to Christ. And how you conform to Christ is that you have to yield, which means what? Romans 12 and 1, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. It is your job, your duty to do this. Obey. Obey what? You got to read the word so you know what to obey. Just don't take my word for it. Know what it is yourself that you're to be obeying. Because some things is just traditional rules. Is not word and scripture. You have to submit your will, change your will for his will, your thoughts for his thoughts, your ways for his ways, your heart for his heart. Come on. This is what we have to do, and we have to do it daily. Don't do it just one time going to the altar. Don't wait for the doors of the church to open back up so you can do it. No, do it now. When? Now. 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 I hear Pastor E. Now. You got to do it now. You got to do it every day. Every day before your feet hit the floor. God, let thy will be done in me today. Whatever's on Valor's agenda, please remove it out the way, God. Whatever comes up that is not of you, let me respond in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Be imitators. Be like God. Philippians 3:10-11. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Is a purpose that you're doing this, and that is to attain the resurrection glory. Listen, let me put it, the word says, he said, I set before you life and death. He said, I wish that you choose life. I'm setting it before you. It's either I never knew you, get away from me, you workers of iniquity, or come on, get your robe of glory, and come on, be with me. This is the only two options you got. I don't know if you thought that there was another option. You only get two. Either you going to glory, or you going the other way. If you trying to go to glory, then you need to leave the conforming to the world alone and really get right and tight in your walk with him. We have got to conform to Christ. We got to be like him. We got to obey him. We got to comply, follow directions, which is in the word of God. We got to submit. We got to listen. If you've gotten off track, come get back on track. And you ain't lost. All hope ain't gone. No, as long as you still got breath in your body, you got another day and another chance. And your chance is when? Now. Not when you wake up tomorrow. Now. That's when your opportunity is right now. Trust me, I know it has been an uphill mountain to fight. These last, it's been 5 months we've been in COVID now. I know it's been an uphill battle to fight. Job, money, kids. Being around your spouse more than you usually have, trying to stay safe and healthy, dealing with loved ones dying, and of course not being in fellowship with the saints. I know it's been hard. But let me tell you something. That's what the devil, understand, what the devil meant for evil, God wants to work it for your good. That's a shouting moment right there. I know. You said, how is that? I lost my job. I'm still on unemployment. Or I'm still furloughed. Or I still got these kids, and they talking about homeschool, and I got to teach them. And my loved one, there. How are you trying to tell me that this is all working out for my good? Really? He said, to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, all things work together for the good. If you just don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Stop listening to the negative talk around you. Get out and walk. Meditate in God's nature. If you're feeling that the walls are caving in on you, get out and walk. Stop sitting in the house where the demons are talking to you. He is trying to weaken the strong. But if you're out and focus on things above and not on things of the earth, you have to start focusing on things above. I promise you, the power of God will be on you to do great and mighty things. The thing is that we're trying to find an earthly solution and a natural solution to a spiritual problem. They can try to, I know, they'll come up with a vaccine, but all the rest of it, this really is a spiritual war. This is a war of the devil trying to go up against God. And I know God is going to win in the end. Oh, he always do. That word said it. Devil don't win. Not at all. Only the spirit will see the purpose. If you're in the spirit, what I mean by that is if you're in the spirit of God, you'll see the true purpose for this thing. So many ask, why have I not been doing my lives for church? And they're like, why you haven't been going live? Why you haven't been going live? Because I was told to watch and listen. God told me, he said, there's enough on there. I need you to watch and listen. So I said, okay. And what I hear is so not Bible and so not true. What was done behind the four walls of the church is now coming out to the light, and it's coming out live. And what's interesting is that most of the preachers that's coming out live and really giving the word, and they really think they're doing something. They really think they're getting down. And whooping and hollering, and you sitting in your living room with microphones and all this other stuff, and I'd be looking at them like, that ain't the word, though. Where did you get that from? How did you take that out of context? This what you've been preaching in your church? This what your people been shouting on? And they don't even see that this is not the truth? My goodness. I was listening to a well-known preacher the other day, and he took the feeding of the 5,000, and he was breaking that down. And the first, I should have turned it off the first time when he said, and they took the little boy's lunch. I said, they did what? They took his lunch. That's what church people do. They took it. They didn't ask him for it. They didn't. They just took his lunch. I said, where'd you get that out? Jesus ain't going to take nothing from nobody, especially not no child. He said, suffer not the children to come unto him. What you do to the least one of them, you have done to me. You think he's going to let the disciples just take the boy lunch? I said, okay. All right, he's going to straighten that up somewhere. Then he got down, and then he said, when they crossed over the sea, is John, I think John chapter 8 or John chapter 9. When they crossed over the sea, they was in the desert. And he kept hounding that point. When they crossed over the sea, they was in the desert. He said, but as soon as they obeyed Jesus, when he took the bread and broke it, and he told them to be seated, they was in the grass. I said, what? I missed a miracle? I'm scrolling through the pages like I missed a miracle turning sand in the grass? What? Went there and then said, no such a thing. He said, and now there was much grass in the region. How are you going to sit up there and people just shouting and running off of a miracle that he didn't turn sand in the grass? Not saying he can't, but that ain't in the word. And this is a known preacher, and people just falling out. I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? What is going on? Okay, so I'm not going to harp on that, but I want y'all to understand what is coming. He had to close down the church in order for what has been going on to be revealed. And if you're missing that, I'm hipping you on to it now. And I'm hipping you on to not letting the devil get you and you become one of them. I'm going to get to that scripture, though. Okay. It's not sound teaching. Huh. All right. So where was I at? All right. So counterfeit. All right. So say, Lord, I'm not closing, but here, I need you right now. I just feel in my spirit. Say, Lord, make me real. Lord, make me authentic. Lord, loose me from the conforming of this world. Lord, loose me from the talk of this world. Loose me from the mindset of this world. Loose me from the actions of this world. Loose me in Jesus' name. But Lord, conform me to Christ. Conform me to your word. Conform me to the mind of Christ, the walk of Christ, the love of Christ. I don't want a form of godliness. I want the real deal, the real spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. I want the real power, the real wisdom, truth, and revelation of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you repeated that after me. And listen, you can begin to dial one. I just got a small part. Dial one if you want to get in part of this conversation. Dial one. I want you already on the board. I want you already ready to come in, okay? I know it was hard, but it needs to be understood what is happening in this time. In 2 Thessalonians, dial one, start dialing one. But in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, it talks about the great apostasy. In the King James, it calls it the great falling away. In the NIV and other versions, they call it the great rebellion. And that's what apostasy is, a rebellion, an abandonment of truth. The end times will include a wholesale rejection of God's revelation, a further falling away from already the fallen world, And he's talking about, remember, the world, if you're in the world and of the world, you've already fallen away. He's talking about the ones that know who he is, but began to conform to the world. He's talking about us. Not me, not you, but them, but the other us. He's talking about us. Because nobody wants the true revelation because it doesn't sound good no more. You do want to itch the ears. You do want the amens. You do want the claps. You want the Hammond organ to tune up in A flat. You want all that. You don't want to teach the truth. Hear me. This is not a fall where you're walking and then all of a sudden you're on the ground. No, this is a slow fall unknown to the faller. Let me tell you, while you're dialing one, let me tell you this story. I remember back when I was an evangelist and people were coming and going, coming to the church, but they was also leaving the church. People that I stood there with and did the Jesus, had professed, called out. I saw the power of God move in their life. They were getting married and jobs and houses and all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, they just stopped coming to church, never to hear from them again. One day, I said within myself, I didn't say it out loud, but you know God hears everything. I said within myself, how can people just do that? How can they just come and experience the whole move of God and then all of a sudden just go back? Well, baby, saint, beloved, my dear, years later, I found out for myself when I was back in the bar, back on drugs, back in the street partying. And I remember clear as day, God's voice said, remember when you asked that question? I think now you got your answer. It wasn't all of a sudden that I failed. It started with pain that I did not process and give to God, and that pain became infectious. And all of a sudden, slowly and slowly, where I used to sit in the front of the church, then I went to pew number 5, then I went to pew number 12, then I went to the last pew. So it's a fall that you don't even see coming. Because there's a way unto man that seems right, but the end thereof is destruction. Depending upon people to rescue me instead of depending upon God to rescue me. That's why now I can go through, and you ain't got to call me. I'd rather have Jesus any day to keep me from falling. Church, we are there. Stop looking to the left and to the right. I need you to look to Jesus because the enemy is coming and he's coming swiftly. And I want us to be the ones that he say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Check your life to see if you've been counterfeit. Check your life to see if you've been real. No, I understand. Everybody say, we're not perfect. But maybe you're supposed to be striving harder for perfection. What you were doing on last year, you should not be doing this year. There should be a new struggle that you're dealing with, not the same one. I was told by my sister, if you're still doing the same struggle, that's by choice. That ain't no struggle. That's just a choice. You choose to do that. Because I know God to be a deliverer from any situation, any sin, don't care what it is. You're not letting him in enough and letting him be that choice enough in order to clean that up for you. All right, so the counterfeit, dial one. If you want to get in on this conversation tonight before we close out, our host is coming back, Pastor E. I don't know, he's somewhere on the line or in the background.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Praise God. Good evening, my beautiful sister. Awesome
good evening.
Word, awesome teaching. Praise God. Amen. And good to see you doing well. Amen.
Amen. I'm so glad to be in the number still, Sister Terry. You don't even understand, baby.
I understand, but I'm just praising God for you to be here and to speak this word and teach this word on the counterfeit tonight. And I was listening to you, Pastor Valores, and I was saying, you know, you mentioned it tonight. A lot of it is our self-examination, constant self-examining ourselves, because, you know, we We can fool ourselves, but we can't fool God. He
can't
sees all and he knows all. And he knows us, especially us that's in his word. All of us that's in Christ Jesus, he expects in him, he expects us to reach them so that they can be in him and then they will be accountable for their relationship. And I was listening to you, my sister. You was teaching that since we've been off for, you know, since this COVID, there's so many people going live. But you know what? I do not get on nobody. I do not know personally. I don't get on and listen to everybody because I know I have to do too much work, and I'm doing my work on my own in his word, and I don't want to be looking up what they're saying. I just want to be looking up for myself what I'm studying with in his word. So I thank God for you guys in the Now Network for your teaching and true worship, you know, true word, but glory be to God. But I know on Facebook there's so much going on, so much live, and I love what you said, how they were saying about the took the boy, the little boy's lunch. Oh, my God. But we have to be really, really careful out there what we listen to. But this counterfeit teaching has been awesome tonight. Awesome word, my sister, woman of God. I thank God.
Amen.
You, and I thank God that you're better. And I pray to
thank
God
you
still thinking about moving to California. Come on west, my. Come west. Amen.
Minister Terry, I was looking at the tickets because I was, you know, I've been off for 4 weeks. I said, well, let me see what it's like, you know, to come out to California. I mean, I found me a nice, good old cheap ticket, but that layout was 20 hours coming and 20 hours going. I said, Lord Jesus, don't nobody want to be sitting on the airport that long. They will
you
fool
know
you with them low prices.
Yes, right. But glory be to God, my sister. You continue to heal. And let the Lord just use you and continue to use you as he is. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and
thank
I love
you.
You. Amen.
Love you, too. Anybody else
Amen.
That want to dial, want to get on this conversation? Because one thing is that you have to understand that narrow is the way. And I think that that's also a struggle for most of us is because on that narrow way, our friends and family may not be on there. And we're doing a lot
that's
of conforming
right.
because we don't want to leave them behind. We don't want to look like the outcast. We don't want to be called the holy roller or she thinks she all that or he thinks he this and whatever. But baby, narrow is that way. And they might not come. I'm sorry. But if you live the life and live the example and keep dropping the seeds, they'll get on there. There's some that will get on there. And they will catch
That's
up
right.
to you. But you got to be the one to step out on that narrow way and be the leader. Because, again, they'll follow you. Stop following them. Let them follow you. Amen? Anybody else on there, Pastor,
Amen.
That want to get in?
Amen. Eric, code 414-7-48.
Amen.
Pastor Anthony, good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Pastor E. Good evening, Pastor Brooks. Such a powerful word and such a timely word talking about the counterfeit and, you know, we're in a season where actually God is shedding the mouths of the counterfeiters because only the gospel of Jesus Christ, those who are truly preaching and teaching and standing for Jesus is going to last in this hour. Notice that you don't hear as much as you used to hear of what some of those counterfeit things that are being preached and that are going forth. I was in a conversation, I think about a couple of weeks ago, with a couple of people, and we were just talking about some of the things that have been said in the past, and they're not biblical at all, but we take it and we run with it because it sounds good or it tickles the ears or it makes us feel good. But, you know, but this is a time, you know, where the counterfeiters are being exposed. This is a time where those who are not truly don't who have a form of godliness but are denying the power thereof, they are being exposed. Praise God! So it's up to us, you know, to stay on the wall, you know, keep laboring in the vineyard, and you know, keep preaching and teaching and living the gospel at all costs. So I was blessed on the lesson on tonight. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Luckett. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Anyone else
Amen.
That want to dial one? Amen. Anyone else that want to dial one and get in? Please, I need to hear from
guys,
just about every preacher.
Thank you so much, man of God. But you guys look forward to Pastor Luckett this Monday for Let's Talk Jesus Live. Woo-hoo. It's going down. Come on, anybody else out there, dial one, get the conversation. You've got a few more minutes left on this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. And you may need to be out there saying, I need prayer. I need y'all asking for comments. We need prayer. You're the one we're waiting on you to dial one. Come on, we can pray with you here live, or we can take you in the green room and Pastor Valora can pray with you there as we take care of the rest of our show, or we can pray with you offline. Either one, dial one, it is available for you now. Amen. Well, woman of God, I thank you for exposing and identifying those areas that some of us may be sitting in. You know, most of us may be doing stuff that we learned from somebody else, and I don't want that person to feel like that they were beating you up tonight. We're just exposing the darkness.
Right.
And see, when light and darkness come together, there's no comprehension. We're trying to get the darkness out so everybody can understand and can know how to go forward, come out this epidemic, out of this pandemic, greater than you were, and know that you know, just lip service and making a loud noise is not getting it. We need to be sound in God's word for us to really see people be effective in his word. And I have to put this out there, because me and Pastor Rose were talking the other day, and we was like, yeah, well, you know, man, you sit there, you might be the one that's right. Look over your shoulder and each and everybody shoulder to shoulder, and you're waiting on God to call you and then he calls your name and he say, come on, you know, good and faithful servant. And you look back and maybe somebody you talk to is still didn't get called forward. You'd be like, hey, man, I gave you everything God had for me to give you, you know. And I see, and we looked at, we weren't even together, but we looked at each other spiritually and we're like, we're going to let them in too. But so if you confess your sins and if you are faithful and just, he's also the same, in that same measure to be faithful and just and believe that he's not slack to his promises. So I'm encouraged. I hope you've been encouraged tonight, Pastor Glory. You did it as always, and you're not healed. You're just in the recovery zone. We're still in assignment with you until the redeemed say so. So bless you. Pray us out of here. You, if anything going on in your region, your area, go ahead and make those announcements. If you guys want to sow into Pastor Glory's a ministry into her life, give them that information also, and let's continue to support one another.
Amen. So as far as announcements, I made earlier that there is a 30-day prayer starting September 1st through September 30th, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. You can pick any time. You can pick an hour, 2 hours, or the whole entire time to pray. Again, his vision is going with my with what I've taught, as far as we don't want the people of God to get fooled in this time, because we know that the enemy is still not happy that he was not able to do all that he thought he could do, so he might try to up it up. So that's the one announcement. If you want to give, my Cash App is just $ Pastor V-E-E, Pastor V, so you can give that way. The other thing, too, I just want to speak, and I'm glad Pastor E had talked about it, because God had dropped in my spirit that Leah now has been shut up and it's now time for Rachel. So those that have been bearing, it is now time for you to birth Joseph. And if you know the story of Joseph, Joseph eventually ended up helping the people to survive and make it through a pandemic. So those that have been bearing, those that feel that you were not able to complete your task, or you feel like, you know, hey, it just did not work for you, or God has forgot you. No, this is your, Leah is now done having her baby. It is now time for Rachel. So you are Rachel, whether you're Rodney and you're Rachel, because now it's time to birth the true leader that we need in order to, again, be able to turn around and save the people. And again, that's why I said the narrow way, those people might end up following you, because remember, his family end up coming. So you got to just stay on point. So again, the barren is now going to open up, and you're going to start birthing what's needed for this earth.
So if nothing else, we're going to pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you. Thank you and praise you, O God, for the hearts and minds, Lord, that have listened to your word, God. And again, I'm asking, Lord, that it be a seed within them, that something that I said will take root in them, O God, and let it be good soil, God, in the name of Jesus. So then, Lord, you'll be able to cultivate that. You'll be able to grow that, God. So then, therefore, it will produce authentic and real fruit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you've been keeping us. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our loved ones. But most of all, God, we just thank you for being God and who you are all by yourself. Lord, again, we want your power. We want your glory. We want your spirit. We want knowledge, wisdom, and revelation. We only want it to come from you. So, God, those things that have been a hindrance in our life, those things that we have started to conform to, God, I'm asking, Lord, that you bind that up right now, cast it out, cast it far away from us, and loose your joy, your love, your spirit, your healing, your deliverance, loose all the good things from heaven to replace that in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Revelation of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in, come on church, he whom the Son sets free is free, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite, will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free indeed. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say, so I wrote these words. I wrote these words. Come on, Bob, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. And we, the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, now you be free. Just say free indeed. Say to prophesy over your own life. Say,